You're with Steve D on Salt 106.5, and time once again to be joined by Master Neurostrategist Simone Leslie for Words of Life. Hi, Simone.
Hi, Steve.
Now, we're talking today about being a Teflon angel. I'm guessing we're not turning this into a cooking segment.
Not yet.
Not yet. All right. Something about resilience, I suspect. Tell us about a Teflon angel.
Yeah, this was a revelation I had quite a few years ago. I shouldn't tell you my age, but I will now. I think I was in my 30s at the time, early 30s. And I remember going through some stuff with, I'll say friends, but anyway, acquaintances. And there was a bit of criticism thrown my way of people misjudging me, misreading me, etc., and really not knowing me and just, you know, saying not nice things about me. And, you know, I remember praying to God, going, really, God, you know, come on, we're not in high school anymore. When does this stop? And it was like he said to me, actually, honey, it's not going to stop. The higher that you go, the more mud and stuff people will fling at you, because it's just unfortunately what humans do in judging people. But the thing that he said to me, he said, but I want you to see yourself as I see you. And he said, I see you as a Teflon angel. I've made you like a Teflon angel. And he said, nothing sticks to Teflon. And then he showed me this picture of literally washing me in the water, washing me with the word, and every bit of mud and muck and grease and whatever just completely washed off. And it was just a fascinating and really helpful visualization that I've used ever since. And I guess I share it with people because when you really understand who you are and how God made us and how God sees us, it does not matter what anyone else says about us, you know, because they may not have a clue of what they're talking about. And even if they do, and whatever, if it hurts you, you can just allow it to wash off. You do not need to hold that muck that they try and give you or throw at you, which is like the Chinese proverb about the gifts. You know, if someone gives you a gift and you don't accept it, then who's left with the gift? It's the giver, isn't it?
Mm.
And now it's the same with criticisms. If someone tries to give you, in little parentheses or whatever they are, the rabbit ears, a gift of criticism, if someone tries to give that to you but you say no or you don't take it on board, you don't accept it, it stays with them. So this Teflon angel is really about that. We do not need to hold or carry any of those words of death or negativity over us, whether it's been from your childhood, from people close to you. It could be parents or siblings or friends or relatives or school teachers or anyone in authority, whatever it is. We can just wash every word of negativity off us when we go through that process of visualization, knowing that we are all Teflon angels.
What's a good way of doing that, say, when the criticism is coming from those close to us? How do we kind of put the hand up and say, talk to the hand, if you will, about if the negative criticism is coming from those close ones?
Yeah, look, I don't necessarily put my hand in people's face.
Oh, good.
Not all the time. No, but I actually do visualize it.
Yeah.
So not putting my hand up, but I, in my head, I say, no, thank you. And I just, you know, and I actually understand in my head, I'm having this conversation with myself that might be your opinion and that might be your belief. But for me and my house, you know, this is what we're going to do and this is what's going to happen for us. And this is the truth over me that I believe and that I'm standing on. So I actually do a little process in my mind of just not accepting it at the time.
And then what you do you say? Do you say, well, look, thanks for that, but I'm going to reject it? Or what do you say if it's, you know, somebody really close?
Well, you know, a lot of people generalize, actually. So people will say, oh, that happens all the time. Or if you do that, that's bound to happen. You know, and commonly, you know, most people would go, yeah, and agree with them. But for me, I actually don't. I challenge it and I go, well, it could, but maybe not. You know, and I just offer that. Well,
yeah.
It may happen that way, but it may not.
Okay, good. In a nice way, so you're not
yeah.
kind of shoving your hand in somebody's face saying, no, I reject you.
That's right.
But yeah, I think that that's what I was getting to is if you respond in a polite kind of nice way, it diffuses things a bit and...
That's right. And then you don't even have to crash tackle them into the ground
exactly.
or anything like that.
We have been talking about being a Teflon angel. And if you've got any questions for Simone on mental health issues and strategies to use, text them through 0439 78117 and find out more at the Words of Life Facebook group. Simone, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having me.